Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick.
Welcome, welcome. It's Peep Game Fantasy Football bringing you a podcast right before the game in London between Green Bay and the New York Giants. About to tell you who to start and who to bench for every game this Sunday. But let's get right into it. This game between the Giants and the Packers, on the Giants side, the only one to do starting is Saquon Barkley. Everybody else on the team is trash. On Green Bay side, you're starting Aaron Rodgers. You're starting Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones will be an RB1. A.J. Dillon will be a flex. You start at Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard is a WR2/WR3. And you can put Romeo Doubs also in your flex. Next game, Detroit Lions and the New England Patriots. On the Detroit side, I'm benching Jared Goff in this particular matchup against Belichick. But Amon-Ra St. Brown should be back this week. If so, Amon-Ra is a WR1/WR2, and Jamal Williams is a RB1. TJ Hockenson is a good start too for the Detroit Lions. On the New England side, we know Mac Jones isn't playing. The only ones I saw on the New England side is Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Hurst. Next game, Los Angeles Chargers versus the Cleveland Browns. On the Chargers side, you're starting Justin Herbert. You're starting Austin Eckler. Keenan Allen is out. I would not start Joshua Palmer unless you're desperate. I would start Gerald Everett, and of course, you're starting Mike Williams. On the Cleveland side, you're starting Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Nick Chubb would be an RB1. Kareem Hunt is an RB3. You're starting Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is a WR2, even though it's a tough matchup. And you're starting David Njoku. David Njoku was a good start for this week also. Next game. Houston Texans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. On the Houston side, you're starting Brandon Cooks and Damian Pierce, and that's it. Jacksonville, you're starting Trevor Lawrence. You're starting James Robinson. You're starting Christian Kirk. And depending on what kind of pinch you are, I think this could be like the first good game for Travis Etienne. I can see you putting him in your flex because Houston defense is terrible. Next game, Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On the Atlanta side, we know Kyle Pitts is out with a hamstring injury. The only one I feel confident in probably starting is Drake London. He's WR2/WR3. Tampa Bay side, you're starting Tom Brady. Tom Brady is 10-0 against the Atlanta Falcons. He loves playing them. No matter if he was with New England or he with Tampa Bay, he loves beating on the Atlanta Falcons. You're starting Mike Evans. You're starting Chris Godwin. You're starting Leonard Fournette. You're damn near starting everybody on the Tampa Bay offense because I think this might be a blowout. Next game, Pittsburgh Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. On the Steelers side, we know they're starting Kenny Pickett. It's a hell of a first start. You going to Buffalo to play one of the best defenses and not the best defense in football. So on the Pittsburgh side, honestly, I don't feel confident starting none of them. Now, if you got to start somebody, I guess Najee Harris would be an RB2/RB3 based off of volume. And Deontay Johnson, a WR2/WR3 for the same reason. But that's about it. Maybe Pat Freiermuth, depending on your tight end situation, he might not be a bad stream either. On the Buffalo side, you're starting Josh Allen. You're starting Stephon Diggs. You're starting Devin Singletary. If Isaiah McKenzie is playing, if he cleared the concussion protocol, you're starting him. We know Jamison Crowder is out, so McKenzie will be a good start if he's playing. If not, then the only other person that I can think of starting in that offense as far as receivers will be Khalil Shakir. Now, if Isaiah McKenzie isn't playing, then Khalil Shakir should take his place. But hopefully McKenzie is playing and we don't have to worry about that. Next game, Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. On the Dolphins side, they say Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle is expected to play. So I would start both of them. And I would start Raheem Mostert. That's about it. If you're in the two quarterback of Superflex League, I can see you also streaming Teddy Bridgewater. On the Jets side, for this matchup, I can see you starting Zach Wilson. You starting Breece Hall. You starting Garrett Wilson. And I think that you could flex Elijah Moore in this particular matchup and Tyler Conklin also. Next game, Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. On the Bears side, we got word that David Montgomery should be back. We don't know if he's going to take on his usual workload or they're going to split the carries between him and Khalil Herbert. If I had to start one of the two, it would be David Montgomery because he is the starter. And that's about it on the Bears side. On the Vikings side, you starting Kirk Cousins. You starting Dalvin Cook. You starting Justin Jefferson. You starting Adam Thielen. And that's about it. Kirk Cousins should have a good game. Next game, Tennessee Titans versus the Commanders. On the Tennessee side, Ryan Tannehill is a good start. Derrick Henry is a good start. And Robert Woods is a good start, being as though Treylon Burks is out. Commander side, I think Carson Wentz is a good start. Terry McLaurin is a good start. Curtis Samuel. And that's about it. I don't know what to think about Antonio Gibson with this matchup, being as though we know that Brian Robinson is making his debut in the NFL this week. Next game, Seattle Seahawks and the New Orleans Saints. On the Seattle side, it's a tough matchup, but hey, Geno Smith has been playing good, so I can see you. If you got to stream Geno Smith, not bad. DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, I would start both of them. And it's a tough, the Saints are real good against the run, so I wouldn't want to flex Rashad Penny if I had to start him. On the Saints side, we know Jameis Winston is out again, and Mike Thomas is out again. So Chris Olave is a good start, and Alvin Kamara, he's back. Hopefully he could bounce back and give fantasy managers what they drafted him, you know, even in the first or second round. Hopefully he could have a good game this week. So Kamara is also a good start this week. So it'd be Kamara, it'd be Chris Olave, and that's about it on the Saints side. Next game, 49ers versus the Carolina Panthers. On the 49ers side, you're starting Debo, you're starting Brandon Ayuk, you're starting George Kittle, and you're starting Jeff Wilson. Carolina side, you're starting Christian McCaffrey, and that's it. Eagles versus the Arizona Cardinals. On the Eagles side, you're starting Jalen Hurts, you're starting A.J. Brown, you're starting Miles Sanders, you're starting Dallas Goedert, you're starting Devontae Smith. On the Arizona side, you'll start Kyler Murray. You'll start Marquise Hollywood-Brown. You'll start Zach Ertz. And I don't feel good about starting James Conner, but you might not have no other choice but to start James Conner. Next game, Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams on the Cowboys side. You're starting CeeDee Lamb. And honestly, that's probably all I want to start. I really don't feel comfortable starting Ezekiel Elliott this matchup or Dalton Schultz, and I don't know what kind of game Gallup is going to have with his second game back. I don't know how many snaps he's going to play. It should be more than last week, but I still don't know. On the Rams side, with Stafford has been looking like doo-doo the last, like, 3 weeks of the season. I mean, you're starting Cooper Kupp. And honestly, that's the only one I feel confident in because Allen Robinson right now looks like trash. The both of the running backs, Cam Akers and Darrell Henderson, look like trash. Stafford looks like trash. He's getting beat up every damn game. Michael Parsons might have a field day with him today. So, Cooper Kupp, and that's it on the Rams side. Next game, Sunday night. Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. On the Bengals side, you're starting Joe Burrow. You're starting Jamar Chase. You're starting T. Higgins. I think he is playing. And you can flex Tyler Boyd for this particular matchup. And you're starting Joe Mixon. On the Ravens side, you're starting, of course, Lamar Jackson. You're starting Mark Andrews. And Devin Duvernay, I think, is a good start this week, being as though Rashad Bateman is out. And if you want to pinch, I can see you starting J.K. Dobbins. But that right there concludes all the games for Sunday, who to start and who to bench. Hopefully, every fantasy manager will have a good week. I wish you all good luck. This is Larry McCormick with Peep Game Fantasy Football. Talk to you next time.